This is Roberta Foster, and welcome to today's edition of the Author's Corner, brought to you by KNEO 91.7 FM, The Word. Today, I welcome Tim Shoemaker to Author's Corner. He's written the book, The Very Best Hands-On, Kinda Dangerous Family Devotions, Volume 3. It's published by Revell, a division of Baker Publishing Group, and he'll tell you more about how to find the book at the end of the program. I'll give you a little introduction to Tim. He is the author of more than 20 books and is a popular speaker at conferences and schools around the country. He's a regular contributor to Focus on the Family's Clubhouse and Clubhouse Junior magazines. Tim loves writing contemporary novels for youth, filled with mystery, adventure, and suspense, such as award-winning Easy Target, Escape from the Everglades, and the rest of the High Water series. Tim, thank you so much for being with us today.
Roberta, I'm glad to be here. Thank you.
Much of what has been written about in your bio is working with youth. Does that seem to be your passion?
Yeah, that's the common denominator. One of the things I've found is, even if I'm writing something for parents, it all boils down to still because I want to impact their kids.
Mm-hmm.
So sometimes helping even parents do what they do even better is all about impacting the kids. So yeah, that's the common denominator. It's that next generation that I really want to impact.
Well, I started reading your book by the very beginning, and so I even read the dedication, and that really spoke to me. It appears that the impact of your father can be seen as you put together this family devotional, so I want to read it for our listeners. Dad demonstrated that a man who loves the Lord does many things for his family, and teaching his kids about God is one of them. My dad massively influenced my life, and his legacy lives on. That's great to hear and to read that he had such a great impact on your Christian walk.
You know, and to encourage listeners, I think there was probably many times he went to bed thinking that he was making no impact.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when there were family devotions, and sometimes, you know, they were. Let's put it this way, they were boring oftentimes, right? I mean, it was just, you know, he would read something or whatever, but he was so dedicated. He was so dedicated to it, and it was so good. And I knew, as a man, that's part of what I had to do. But anyway, I'm sure he often didn't realize the impact he was having, but he was really massively impacting me.
Yeah.
So he wasn't a failure in that area at all, if nothing else, that really demonstrated to me the need and the importance of it. And so then my goal became, well, how do I do it in a way where the kids aren't bored?
Mm-hmm.
You know, so that's kind of where I went.
Okay. Well, on page 19 of your book, it's entitled, This Isn't As Hard As You Think. And so I like the fact that you encourage the men that pick up this book to kind of put aside some of their fears.
That is it. You know, often the enemy just works on a man, works on a dad, and, you know, feels that makes them feel like they're not adequate in some way, or you know, that they get scared about
mm-hmm.
it. The idea that their kids may not listen or maybe messing around or not paying attention or might be bored, that's pretty intimidating for a man. And so that can be hard. But I just want to encourage them. Hey, they can do this. We're about protecting our kids, and,
mm-hmm.
and this time it'll work, because what I found was with active object lesson devotions, things you can do quick, they do hold the kids' attention.
Mm-hmm.
The kids remember actually what we talk about, and there's nothing that says that dad has to do this all by himself. You know, mom can help as well, and that can work out to be a great team effort. And what
mm-hmm.
do the kids see? Mom and dad working together to teach some spiritual nugget of truth. That works.
That's great. Well, the other thing I found interesting is that your table of contents takes up 11 pages.
I know. It sounds terrible, right? Maybe the listeners are thinking, oh my goodness, what is his problem? But what we try to do is describe each one of these activities or whatever that we do. So we'll give a title, we'll give a theme, and just a couple of lines about it. So, and yeah, and the book has 52 of them in there. So, yeah, there's a lot there.
Well, and that kind of the fact that there's 52 and not 365. So this is kind of this is written as kind of a weekly devotion to have with the family.
Right, right, right. So, Roberta, you know, when you think of it, there may be parents out there and they're already doing something for family devotions mm-hmm. during the weekend. And I'm going to say, hey, great, keep that up. Keep doing that. But once a week, swap it out. Do something active because we know our kids can't check out when we're doing something active. And they don't have to go in any particular order with a book like mm-hmm. this. You know, this is a guy's dream. You look in the table of contents. Mm-hmm. Oh, I like this one. Oh, I think I could do this. Oh, I see the kids would love this one. And so you do that one. You can do it in any order that you want. But I would just usually suggest, hey, just jot down in the margin of the table of contents, the 11-page table of contents, that, you know, the date that they did it. So
right.
They know they don't have to, you know, repeat that right away.
Well, today I am talking with Tim Shoemaker about his book, The Very Best Hands-On, Kind of Dangerous Family Devotions, Volume 3, published by Revella, Division of Baker Publishing Group, and you're listening to Author's Corner, and I'm Roberta Foster. Well, the fact that this is Volume 3 leads me to believe that there's a Volume 1 and a Volume 2, so you must be just a very creative guy to come up with, well, times 3, about 160 different devotions that are kind of dangerous.
You know, Roberta, my wife and I have three sons. They're grown now. But I struggled with that stop and start syndrome as a dad, trying to teach the kids. And, you know, I'd get a new book and I'd say, oh, yeah, this is going to work. And after a while, I had probably half a bookshelf of devotional books that I'd stopped. And, you know, I'd look for the next new one. But one time I tried this little object lesson. It was more of a coin trick that I knew, and I did that with the kids, and they were engaged, and you know, the next week I did another one that I knew, and after a few weeks of doing things like this, I was like, hey, this is different. Mm-hmm. You know, they're really into this. And then at one point, I'd probably been doing family devotions, I don't know, maybe a couple months or something, and one of the boys said to me, hey, Dad, when are we going to have family devotions?
Mm.
And I was like,
yay.
I was stunned. You know, it was like, okay, a question I never asked my dad when I was growing up. You know, even though he had been so dedicated and such, and it was like clockwork, but here they're asking. I knew something was different. And so, yeah, I started writing down things. Sometimes you think of some crazy, crazy little thing you can do, and you find a spiritual application for that. Or other times you're praying, God, I want to talk to him about, you know, this, you know, what can I do that would get their attention in that way? So, yeah, so that there ends up being all kinds of things, and you start thinking that way after a while. This is something I find even as I'm talking to, well, especially talking to dads, a lot of times it'll be things in their work or their work experience that they can use to teach some lesson of truth. So, you know, we do some things that, you know, some that you take a little drive in the car, things you can do with a microwave. We smash tomatoes, electrocute pickles, blow up an egg in the microwave. I mean, just all kinds of crazy things that are easy, but hold our kids' attention, even the teens.
Fantastic. Well, you also have in the title, kind of dangerous, so maybe that has something to do with, like, blowing up an egg in the microwave.
Yeah, okay, so sometimes we do have safety glasses required.
Okay.
You know, that actually works out so good because whenever you hand the kids safety glasses, they're already leaning forward, they're listening, and they're liking this. So that makes it fun. And so we do play it safe. Sometimes we do little things with fire or, blowing something up in the microwave and things like that. But it adds that element to it, I think, that makes it so much more fun.
Great. Well, I can... admit that this book would be something that I would be pulled toward because I'm not a very creative person. And so I can imagine that this does get people's attention and they go, oh, I've been struggling with this whole family devotion thing. So I'm really impressed at how you've put this all together. So now I'm going to put you on the spot a little bit and see if there is maybe a favorite one or two of these family devotions that is a favorite of yours.
Oh man, there's so many. All right, so let me kind of run through and give a little idea what we're talking about.
Sure.
Okay, so let's say it might be the first one in the book there in volume 3. It's just called Smash Tomatoes.
Yep.
So you get some tomatoes for each of the kids, and you're going to have them smash the tomatoes. Now, if you do it indoors, you can put it in like a gallon-sized Ziploc, and they can hit it with their fists or a little rubber mallet, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And when I did it with my boys, I said, hey, guys, for family devotions this week, we're going to plant some tomatoes. And they're like, really? Because, you know, they're teenagers at this point. And I said, no, we're going to plant them on the driveway. I want you to throw them as high as you can, and we want to smash these tomatoes. Oh, now they're into it. So one way or another, you smash these tomatoes, and then once you've got them smashed, we just ask the kids, all right, what do we do with these smashed tomatoes? Do we put it back in the fridge? Do we throw it out? Is it junk? Well, you know, any answer will do. But generally, somebody's going to come up with the fact, well, you could make something with them. Yeah, you know, it looks like junk. But in the hands of a chef, yeah, we need smashed tomatoes. It's the beginning of some things we really like, you know,
mm-hmm.
spaghetti and pizza, lasagna, chili, salsa. And, you know, we transition to a spiritual truth. You know what, kids? This is like life. There's times in life you're going to feel like junk because mm-hmm. you're not the most handsome or the most pretty, or you feel you don't have the same ability as somebody else, or you're not as popular, or maybe you mess up in some way and you feel like junk. You know what I want you to remember? I want you to remember God's like a heavenly chef. He makes great mm-hmm. things out of messed up lives. And then we always bring scripture in. So maybe in this case, we could bring in the story of Moses. And they know the story. Hey, remember Moses? He was in a position to help his people, but he messed up. He killed that Egyptian. What do you think mm-hmm. he felt like when he was on the run in the desert? Well, I guess he felt like junk. And, you know, he probably felt he'd never have another chance to help
mm-hmm.
his people. God had a different plan for him. He didn't want him to use his position to make life easier on his people. He wanted Moses to set his people free.
Mm-hmm.
And God took that smashed tomato of a man and turned him into one of the greatest leaders of all time.
Mm-hmm.
Kids, when you feel like junk, and it's going to happen many, 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 many times in life, would you give it to God? Would you trust him? Because he makes great things out of messed up lives. Now, I'm going fast. I'm sorry. I'm trying to give that idea.
What you're telling our listeners is that you're not just giving them an idea. You're also giving them the practical application, the Bible verse, and everything so that when they decide to dive into that devotion, they really don't have to think much more about it, but to just kind of go along with your information.
Right, exactly. That's the whole idea. Is we want to make it easy because I want them to be able to focus on their kids
mm-hmm.
and getting this nugget of truth across. Oh my goodness, Roberta, I mean, if you Googled, you know, junior high girls and suicide, it would break your
yeah,
heart.
Absolutely.
But I've never read of a scenario there that it didn't come down to there was a girl who felt like junk.
Mm-hmm.
She felt like a smashed tomato, and she didn't know. This is part of life, and there was an answer. And our kids, our grandkids, they need these types of things. But we just give them a nugget of truth, and I want to coach them through it and help them through with this book. It's about equipping them, helping them to do that job in a way where their kids are listening, even their teenagers. Yeah.
Wonderful. Well, today I've had the pleasure of talking with Tim Shoemaker. He wrote the very best hands-on, kind of dangerous, Family Devotions, Volume 3. So, Tim, tell our listeners how they can find out more about this one and the other volumes.
Well, they can certainly go to, you know, their Christian bookstore if there's one in their area. While they are so fortunate, go there. Ask
yes.
for it. And if that's not the case, certainly they can go on Amazon and put that in, and all three volumes are there, and that would be easy as well.
Fantastic. So one more time, the book today, The Very Best Hands-On Kinda Dangerous Family Devotions, Volume 3, written by Tim Shoemaker. And we do thank Revell, a division of Baker Publishing Group, for providing a copy. Tim, it's been a real pleasure and a delight talking with you today.
Oh, Roberta, thanks. This was fun.
And to our listeners, thank you for tuning in. If you missed any part of today's interview or would like to hear it again, you can now find it on your favorite podcast platform or through KNEO.org. This is Roberta Foster on the Author's Corner. Join us again next time.
If you live within the broadcast area of KNEO Radio, we have a podcast just for you. The KNEO Community Connection keeps your finger on the pulse of what's coming up in the four-state area, telling you about upcoming events you don't want to miss, organizations in our communities doing great work, and conversations with the dynamic citizens who are behind it all. There's a lot going on around you that you don't want to miss. This is Luke Taylor. Join me each week as we talk about what's happening with the people who are making it happen. Brought to you by KNEO Radio 91.7 FM and the Sky High Podcast Network. Subscribe today wherever you get your podcasts.